Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachim daf Gimel. We left off on daf Bezam and Bez. We are at Vegabe Get, this stomach apostle Minolan. First run in line is Vegabe, about six lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Adelie Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom, Nisham Shav Naliyah. It's also sponsored by Matis Kleidman, Lezecha Nishmas, Golda Bas Yaakov Leib. Goldi Kleidman, whose yard site is Erev Yom Kippur, the Nisham Shav Naliyah. And it's also sponsored by the virtual Alacha program, that gives you the structure and clarity to truly master Halacha Be'iyun with the Shiurim given by Rav Ami Merzel Shlita under the guidance of Hagon Rav Nevensal Shlita. After Sukkot, the program will begin two new cycles, Hilchas Shabbos, Nar Chaim, Hilchas Nida, and Yerideya. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to join, now is an auspicious time to do it. What we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we started to discuss yesterday the contrast or the stira between Shalol Lishma when it comes to Kachim and Shalol Lishma when it comes to a get, that somehow when it comes to kachim, shalol lishma is kasher. When it comes to a get, shalol lishma is possible. So we had given four possible sources for the idea that stam zvachim are ksherim, meaning that even though shalol lishma is going to be possible, but stam zvachim is going to be kasher, and yet when it comes to a get, a stam get is going to be possible, that we assume stam is considered like shalol lishma. So we're going to have five possible sources that for where we know the idea that a stam get is considered to be like shalol lishma, that's considered to be pasul. Then the Gemara is going to conceptualize. Most of the daf is going to be about conceptualizing this concept of mina versus lav mina. That when you're off base on something, so something shalol lishma, it's the shame of the wrong thing, that could be a psul. But what if you're so off base that you have in mind something that's not even within the parsha, it's not even within the realm of possibility? Is that perhaps better? Meaning, do we just like say, okay, that's so far off, we're going to ignore that even happened, and that's considered to be more on target? So that's going to be the concept of mina versus lav mina. So the Gemara is going to ask on Rav, because Rav holds that a chatas that you shecht l'shem ola is possible, because you shecht l'shem a different carbon. So that's bad. That's shalol lishma. But if you shechta l'shem chulin, not a carpet at all, you just shechta l'shem chulin, that's going to be kosher, because that's so lav mina, it's so outside the box, that it's ki'ilu, we could pretend it didn't happen, that it's just not even within the realm of possibility. So that we're Gemara's going to ask Rav, because Rav apparently holds that lav mina is better than mina. So we're going to ask from two other places where it seems that the opposite is true, that lav mina is worse than mina. And it's going to get us into a detailed discussion of the tumma of a klicheres. The klicheres is unique in that the tumma is transmitted through the avir of the klicheres, the airspace, even with out touching the kli cheres, so anything that's within the airspace. So we're going to talk about what about something that's within the airspace of a kli cheres is, and we're going to relate that to the discussion of mina and lav mina. And then in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to shift the paradigm a little bit. That up until that point, we were talking about mina is a chatos l'shem ola, lav mina, even further outside the box, is a chatos l'shem chulin. Then the Gemara is going to shift everything over, that what if you have a chatas l'shem, a different chatas, a chatas for achilas chela l'shem, a chatas for achilas dam, right? So that's a little more mina, that's a little more direct, whereas chatas l'shem ola is lav mina, and we're going to ask from that paradigm shift. So a very conceptual kind of daf in terms of mina and lav mina. But first, the Gemara is going to discuss this concept of stam when it comes to a get. So let's begin with gabe get, the stam apostle minala. How do I know that a get is stam apostle? That when you write a get stam without having in mind the shame isha, the shame the isha and the isha that are getting divorced, that it's going to be apostle. So Gemara's going to have five possibilities. Possibility number one, ilei mameha detanan. Maybe you'll tell me it's from the Mishnah Maseches Gittin that talks about a fellow who's haya over b'shuk. He's walking in the market for shamasofer makrin, and he hears the scribes teaching their talmidim how to write a get, and they're calling out ish ploni girish ploni. And they happen to be mentioning that Reuven is being Megaresh Leah from this place. They live in this place. And he's walking by and he says, oh my gosh, that's my name. That's my wife's name. Simon min hashamayim, I should probably get divorced. So he goes and he buys the get. possible garish bo. He cannot use such a get to be megarish with, because it was not written for his wife. It was not written, it wasn't written l'shem anybody else either. It was written stam. So you see that a stam get is possible. So says the Gemara, no, it could be that a get that's written stam, shalol l'shem, a particular isha, is in fact kosher. The reason the Mishnah possible over there is dilma k'drav papa. Maybe it's aligned with Rav Papa, what Rav Papa taught. Dam Rav Papa, hacha b'sofrim asuyin l'slami raskinan, v'lo yichtav l'shem krisis klal. In that case, they weren't really writing a get, they were practicing. So it wasn't even meant to be used for gerishin at all. Stam that we're talking about is, someone wrote a get, hoping that it would be used, and he just didn't have in mind a particular woman that the get is going to be used for. That's a case of stam. But if you don't even have in mind that it should be used as a get at all, that's much worse than stam. So that for sure is going to be puzzle. That doesn't enter into the cheshbon when it comes to us. The Keren Ora points out that in Gittin, we darshan from the fact that it says sefer krisos, that the get has to be written l'shem krisos. It has to be written for the sake of a divorce. From v'kasav, we learn it has to be written l'shem the ish, l'shem this husband. From lo, we learn that it has to be written l'shem the isha. So when it comes to l'shmo u'l'shma, so we could say that if it's written l'shem somebody else, l'shem a different guy, a different woman, so then it's going to be possible. But stam might be kosher. Stam might be considered ki'ilu, it's written l'shem this man or this woman. But when it comes to l'shem krisos, stam can't be kosher, because there's no alternative of what l'shem krisos means, right? Meaning there's no third step when it comes to l'shem the ish. There's l'shem this ish, l'shem some other guy, and then right in between that there's stam. So you could say, okay, we're excluding l'shem some other guy. When it comes to krisos, there's either yes krisos or no krisos. There's nothing in between. So when we're saying it's not written l'shem krisos, it's going to be possible, that means anything that's not l'shem krisos is automatically possible. So maybe that's the problem with that get. So says Gemara, okay, we need another source that a get written stam is going to be possible. Elameha. We learn it from the following. We that a stam get is possible. That the same Mishnah says, Yisrael came, that even more than that, kasav l'garish asishto, a guy writes a get, having in mind that he's going to use it to divorce his wife, v'nimlach, and then he changes his mind, he no longer wants to divorce her, but fate would have it, mitza'o ben iro, he finds someone who lives in the same city as him. Get is very specific about the location and what river it's closest to, and things like that, so that's important. He finds someone who's living in the same city as him, v'amar lo, and he says, shmikishimcha v'shemishti kishemishticha. Oh, my name is the same as your name. My wife's name is the same as your wife's name, right? How many Jewish names are there already? This is before they used to give two names to people and three names to people. So if people typically only had one name, probably there was a lot of this, right? There was a lot. So my name is the same as your name, and my wife's name is the same as your wife's name. So then, pasul the garishbo. So he wants to give it to his friend to be megarish his wife with it. So the friend may not use it to be megarish his wife with it, because it was not written lishma. It wasn't written for his wife. So the Gemara assumes from the fact that in the end the first guy changed his mind, it seems that l'chadchila he wrote the get al-menas, that if he were to change his mind, then it could be used by whomever. And therefore it's like a get that's written minastam. That's the Gemara's assumption in the kasha. Because otherwise, what's even the kasha over here? We're trying to prove that not kasha, that's the Gemara's assumption in the raya. We're trying to prove that stam is possible by a get. This isn't a get that was written stam. This is a get that one guy wrote for his wife, and then he decided to give it to his friend to use for her wife. So the hava amina must be, the way the Rishonim explain it, the hava amina must be that this was written stam, because by virtue of the fact that he was willing to give it to somebody else who had the same name, it must be that he had that in mind initially when he was writing it. I think I might want to be megarish my wife, but just in case, I'm going to have in mind that it could be used by whomever. And therefore, that's considered a case of stam, and apparently it's no good. So says so isn't that a good raya that stam is possible by a get? Says Gemara, no. Dilma, shiny asam, didn't declare l'shem gerish, and dahu. No, that case was a case where he wrote it l'shem his own divorce, his own wife. So that's not a case of stam at all. That's a case where he wrote it. L'shem, the wrong person. So that doesn't prove anything about stam. So elameha, a third possible source for how I know that a get written stam is going to be possible. Yes, okay. And the Mishnah goes on to say, yesh lo shtei nashim sheshmosei en shavos. What if it's one husband has two wives who both happen to have the same name? Probably a very confusing household. Because of the garish es hagadola. And he writes a get to be megarish the older of the two. Lo yigarish bo sekatana. He cannot use that get to be megarish the younger of the two, because it wasn't written l'shem that woman, even though it has her name, because she has the same name as the other wife, it was written l'shem the other wife. So the Gemara is assuming right now that that's like a get that's written stam, that we consider that to be the same as a get that's written stam, and it's muchach from the Mishnah that a stam get is therefore going to be pasul. So it's a little bit difficult. Rashi points out, the Gemara already explained in rejecting the previous raya, that no, it was not written stam, it was written for this one, and now we're using it for this one. Isn't that so obvious that that's the same thing that's going on over here? So the Gemara must be assuming that from the case of the Garish Sagadola, we could be mochiach about stam. Rashi points out, because over here the get was at least written for the same husband, and maybe that has the status of stam. Very difficult. Who cares if it was written for the same husband? You have three dinim of Lishma. L'shem Ish, L'shem Isha, L'shem Krisus. Right? So who cares that it was L'shem Ish? It wasn't L'shem Isha. Very, very difficult to understand what the Gemara's Hava Amina, that it has a Raya over here, even is. Svasema suggests that initially it was Mistavra that the Sofer wrote the get L'shem this man in particular, because he's the one that was Mitzava about the Ksiva, as opposed to in the Sefer, where it's L'shem Ha'isha, where we're discussing the issue of L'shem Ha'isha. It could be that the Sofer has no idea at all that this guy has two wives, and he's not writing l'shem one of them. So he doesn't write bedafka l'shem either one of them. So the Gemara assumes originally that it's like that it's kistam. Okay, whatever, for whatever reason, the Gemara is assuming this is considered a case of stam, and the Gemara's answer predictably is til m'shayin yasam din tikle l'shem gerish and dahi. No, that's not a case of stam. It was written for the other wife. It was written for the sake of the gedola, and now it's being used for the katana. That's just straight shalol shema. That's not stam. So elameha, a fourth possible source that stam by a get is kosher. Yes, okay. Amr lelavler ksovla is a sheretz agarish pasul agarish bo. A guy who's married to two women that have the same name, and he writes and he says to the sofer, write me a get that so I could use it for whichever one of my wives I decide. You know, I haven't yet figured it out. I'm going to do a whole competition or something, and I'm going to figure out the loser gets stuck with me or whatever. Right? So write me a get, so I'll figure out later who I'm going to give it to. So then he's not allowed to use that get, because it wasn't written l'shem a particular isha. So that's a get that's written stam, because it wasn't written l'shem anybody else either. It was just written stam, and you see that it's puzzle. So says Mar, no, dilma shiny hasam. Maybe over there it's different than all regular cases of stam. We should, because the ain breira, because this enters the sugya of breira. Meaning stam is when you write a get without any lishma intention whatsoever. Over here, he wants to write it l'shem whoever he decides later on that he's going to be giving it to. So that relies on the concept of breira. There's a machlokas tanaim, machlokas amoraim, machlokas rishonim, at a paskin, that any time you do a maisa, that at the time that you're doing the maisa, it's not clear for what it's being done, and right, it's al menas, that it should be chal for whatever you decide later on. So there are those that hold yesh breira, and that later on, when you clarify what the maisa was done for, so we say retroactively, we view it as if l'chadchila it was done for that sake, and there are those that hold ein breira, and being mevarered afterwards does not help. It remains besafik, it remains talui, and on which one it's actually going to be chal. The case is in Meseches Erevin, a person says shnei lugim shani yasad hafrish should become truma, that I have a whole bunch of tevel over here, so the two log that I'm going to be mafresh later on, on, that should be truma. So according to Rabbi Meir, already right now, the truma is chal on those shnei lug. Which shnei lug? Whichever one he's mafresh later on. We don't know yet. Whichever two lug of yayin he takes out. And therefore, you're allowed to drink whatever you want. Because whatever you're drinking is obviously not going to be the shnei lug that he sets aside later on. Because you will have already consumed it. So that's perfectly fine. It's all, the tevel is already mesukan. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon say, no, the whole wine is aser b'shtia, because it's all tevel. You cannot rely on breira. So the Mishnah, Maseches Gittin, must hold that the get is going to be pasul because ain breira. That's an issue of breira. That has nothing to do with stam. Ella, so says Gemara, a fifth and final possible source that a stam get is pasul, meha, from the following Mishnah, Maseches Gittin. Hakosiv Tovse Gittin, the person who writes get forms, you know, the basic language that you need in order that when people come to get divorced, they'll have things ready to go. So Tzarek Sheyaniach, the part that he cannot fill in, meaning like we have by Ksuba, so you could buy a Ksuba in the store, and it just has a few blank lines to fill in, the date, and the name of the husband, the name of the wife, and the place, and so a few different things. The Kanina, so a person writes Tovse Gittin, Tzarek Sheyaniach, what he needs to leave blank is Mekoma Ish, in the name of the place where you write the husband's name, Mekoma Isha, place where you write the wife's name, Mekoma Edim, the place where you write the signatures of the Edim, Mekoma Zman, in the place where you write the date. And you should not write that stuff until the guy comes and tells him all those details that he's using for this particular divorce. That's called the Torah Haget, that the actual core of the get. So that has to be written, L'shem the Ish and L'shem the Isha. V'yamar V'dom Rishmuel, Avtzar Sheniach Mekoma Re'et Mutar Skala Adam. He also cannot write the key words Tareh Mutaris L'Kol Adam yet until the guy instructs him to do so for this particular divorce. So you see that you don't write the Torah for the Get Stam and then give it after and then afterwards give it to someone whose names happen to align with the names you wrote in the Get. Why? Because a Stam Get is not going to be kosher. It needs to be L'Shem this particular Ish, this particular Isha, this particular Krisus. So that's a Raya that a Stam Get is puzzled. Period. That ends yesterday's discussion about the difference between Stam Kachim, where we assume Stam is Lishma, and Stam Get, where we assume Stam is Shalo Lishma. So, Su Rami Milsa Achriti. Once we were asking Stiras between Kachim and Get, there's another Stira that Rava asked between Kachim and Get. Miyam Ravidom Rav, Chata Sheshchata L'Shem Ola Psula, Shchata L'Shem Chulin Ksheira. That it's ironic. Yeshechta Kabin Chata is having in mind that it should be an Ola, that's puzzle, because that's shelo lishma. But if you shecht it l'shem chulin, so I mean, it's not even covered at all, that's kosher. So Alma, what you see from there conceptually is, and this is what the whole daf is about, demina machruvba, that if something is at least within the same realm, within the same parsha of karbonos, from a chatos to an ola, that kind of shelo lishma is going to ruin it. Delavmina lo machruvba. But if you're so off base that you're taking a carbon, you're having in mind chulin, where you're totally off the reservation, so then it's not going to be able to ruin it. So does Rav really hold such a svara that when you're within the realm, that's going to ruin it? When you're totally out, that's not going to ruin it. Or in mini, I'll ask you, stira kala get shenichlo shalol shem isha pasul. If again it's written shalol shem isha, the shalol shem this woman, it's going to be pasul. V'afilu shem avadz chavim nami pasul. And even if you're totally off the reservation, you don't even have in mind for a Jewish woman, you have in mind to write it for an Oved Chavim, it's going to be possible. So don't you see that against Rav? Rav said to Lav Mina Lo Machruba, that when it's totally off base, it's not going to ruin anything. And over here, it's totally off, and apparently it ruins things. So Vishani, and the answer, Get Dalavad Chavim Minei Havale Stama, Stama Pasel. No, by a Get, so pretend that it wasn't done the shame of Avad Chavim. Who was it done the shame? Nobody. It was just done Stam. Meaning, if you wrote it the shame of Avad Chavim, we say, now we ignore that machshava. So ignore that machshava. Then it would have a din of stam. And the din by stam get is that it's possible. But by kachim, dal chulin minayu, have le stama. By kachim that you shecht l'shem chulin, okay, so pretend it wasn't l'shem chulin. So what is it then? It's stam. Ah, stam ksherim. When it comes to kachim, stam is kasher. Meaning, this is exactly the same chiluk we've been discussing until now. That it's all about stam. That when it comes to stam kachim, it's going to be kasher because stam l'shman omdin. And when it comes to stam get, it's going to be possible. V'rama milsa achriti. But then Rav asked a different stira about this mina and lav mina, or Rava asked asked a different seer, rather about this mina and lav mina. Miyam, Rav Yidum, Rav Chata, Shchata L'Shem Al Psula, Shchata L'Shem Chulun Kshera, Alma, mina, machruba, lav mina, lo machruba. Did Rav really say that when you have a kavana on a Chata and a Shvi L'Shem Ola, that's going to ruin it, but L'Shem, something that's Chulun entirely, is not going to ruin it because it's too far off the reservation. V'atanya, but didn't we learn in a Brisa, so when it comes to Tumas Klicheres, that Tocho, V'lo Toch Tocho, that a Klicheres could be Metame, that which is inside of it, but not that which is inside of something else that's inside of it. If you have a Sheretz in a Tanner is a Klicheres, and in the Tanner you have another Kli whose opening opens up outside of the airspace of the Tanner, the food in that inner Kli are not Mekabel Tumma from the airspace of the Tanur, because it's not betoch the Tanur, it's betoch tochot of the Tanur. But if that inner Kli is a Kli Cheres, then certainly whatever's inside of it is not going to become Tameh, because a Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumma from the outside. So you have a Sheretz somewhere in the airspace of this Tanur, of the big Tanur. You have another Kli Cheres on the inside that only opens up outside of the Tanur. So whatever food is inside the Kli is not going to become Tameh, because the walls of its own Kli Cheres are protecting it, because its own, the Kli Cheres itself will not become Tameh from its outside walls. V'afilu Kli Shetef Matzil. However, not only that, even if the inner Kli is not a Kli Cheres, it's just a regular Kli, it's a metal Kli, it's going to be matzil whatever's inside of it, because only Ochlim Mashkim are Mekabel Tumah from the Avir of a Kli Cheres. Kalim are not Mekabel Tumah from the Avir of a Kli Cheres. So the inner Kli is not Mekabel Tumah, and Mela, it has the ability to protect that which is inside of it. But that's a kasha on Rav, because Rav said, Delav Mina Lo Machrava, because why over here should the food inside the Kli Shetef, the metal Kli that's inside, not become Tame? After all, just like a machsheves chulin is ignored when it comes to a carbon, to a kachem animal, because it's so off the reservation, we should also say that a kli shetef is not the min of the tanur, and therefore does not have the ability to be chotzeitz between the tanur and the food, to save the food inside of it. We should view that as tocho shel tanur. That yes, eino chinami, we have a din of tocho velo toch tocho, but that's at least when you're in the same category. There's a kli cheres of the tanur, there's a Kli Cheres inside the Tanur, but you're in a totally different category. You're Lav Mino, so we should ignore whatever's Lav Mino, pretend it's not there, and therefore the food inside the Kli should be Tameh. Vishani, and Rava answered that really whenever something is Lav Mino, it does not ruin it, but Kli Shetef is considered to be like the min of the Cheres Tanur, because at least they're both Kalim. Chulin, Legabe Kachim are not like a Kli Shetef, Legabe Tanur. You want to know what the parallel of would be in the world of Tumah and Tahara to having a Kavana L'Shem Chulin when you're Shechting Kachim? That would be like having a Mechitza right in the middle of your Tanur. That Ma Mechitza Eitzel Tanur Lo Mahani L'Klal, just like a Mechitza in a Tanur is not Mafsik, the airspace of the Tanur at all. So Af Chulin Eitzel Kachim Lo Mahani L'Klal. So by Chulin, Machshava of Chulin for Kachim has no impact on the kachim, meaning it's too far off. So if you really want to parallel shechting a chatos l'shem chulin in the world of tumah and tahara, the parallel case would be you have a tanur that has a wall right in the middle of it, and on one side you have a sheret, and on the other side you have food. It's obvious that food is going to become tameh, that the wall could be ignored entirely. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? Where does it say that the wall can be ignored entirely? Ditnan, it's a Mishnah Meseches Kalim, right? If you ever were late to the sign up for the Shloshim, so Ditnan Tanur Shechatzu B'Nesarim B'Yerios. If you have a Tanur that has a wall in it, you have curtains dividing the Tanur. V'nim Tsharis Makom Echad, and there's a Sheretz on one side of the curtain, Hakol Tameh. Everything on the other side of the curtain is going to become Tameh. So Kaveres and similarly Kaveres Shibchusu B'Kuka B'Kash. If you have a basket that is broken, that has a giant hole in it, and you just stick some straw in the hole, Mishul Shalos Aver Tanur, and you lower that basket into the Tanur, Sheretz Betocha, and there's a Sheretz in the basket, Tanur Tameh, the whole Tanur is going to be Tameh. Sheretz Betanur, if there's a Sheretz in the Tanur, Ochlin Shem Betocha Tameh, and the food inside that basket is going to be Tameh, because since the basket has a hole in it, it's not considered a Kli, it's considered just like a Mechitza, and a Mechitza does not have the ability to divide the airspace of a Tanur. V'Rabbi Eliezer mitayr, but it happens to be Rabbi Eliezer holds that whatever's on the other side of a mechitza is actually going to be tahar, that the mechitza actually does help in a tanur. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer explained himself, why does he hold the mechitza helps in a tanur? He says, Kal v'chomer, im hitzil b'meis hachomer, lo tassel b'kli charis hakal, how do you stop tumas meis, right? You stop tumas meis by a mechitza. If, let's say, you have a meis in a room, and you want to bring something to the other side of the room without it becoming tame, build a wall. If you build a wall that divides it into two separate rooms, so then the tumah is contained in that one room. A mechitza works for the most severe tumah. So a mechitza shouldn't work for tumas kli cheres. So that's Rabbi Eliezer svara, that a mechitza should work. Amru lo, so the Chacham said back to Rabbi Eliezer, lo, that's not a kal v'chomer. Im itzel b'meis, you could, the mechitza work b'meis chamor, by tumas meis, which is chamor, shekin chaluka ba'olin, because it's normal to divide an ohel with mechitzos. And that's the nature of the tumas ohelin, so mechitza makes it two separate ohelin. Tassel b'klicheres hakal, she'en chalukin ba'olin. It should work for a klicheres, which ein achinami is kal, but it's not the derech to divide kalim with mechitzos in the middle of the kli, so the airspace on the other side of the mechitza is not considered its own separate kli. It's considered still to be inside the original larger kli. So the mechitza doesn't work when it comes to that. So now the Gemara asks on that which Rav said, that a chatas that yishak l'shem chulin is kosher, because it's anything that's lav mina is lo makrivla. Again, that was Rav's idea, that when you shech the carbon chatas l'shem ola, that's possible, that's shalol l'shma. But you shech the carbon chatas totally off l'shem chulin, that's going to be kosher, because lo mina, it's so lo mina, it's lo makrivba. So says Gemara, okay, hatenach l'rabanan. We asked on that and answered it according to the Rabbanan, right, who hold that a kli is a matzil from the avir of the tanur, and a mechitza is not matzil. And we said, oh, if you want to compare a chatas l'shem chulin to anything, compare it to a mechitza, where just like you ignore the l'shem chulin kavana, you could ignore the mechitza. But Rabbi Elazar, Michael Mema, but Rabbi Elazar says you can't ignore the mechitza. That by tumah and tahara, the mechitza is it's a something. The mechitza actually does divide. So now, yeah, you're back to the kashan rav. So Rabbi Elazar, kal v'chomer, kamar. So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Elazar, it was based on a particular kal v'chomer, but by kachim, he would also be moda that anything that's lav mino is lo makrav bo, that anything that's not the min could be ignored. Iyach yasam nami lema kal v'chomer. So says Gemara, okay, but maybe we could say a kal v'chomer in the world of kachim as well. Kachim nechalim kachim chulin lo kolshkein. That if you have a machshava for different kachim, that's going to be mechalel your karban. So if I have a machshava for chulin, for that which is mamish chulin, of course it should be machalel, my karban. So Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chomer could be used by kachim as well. So says Gemara, Ela time of the Rav. Now you know why Rav holds that if you shech the chatas having in mind chulin, that it's going to be kosher, not because of a svara or anything like that, not because we kept saying the svara, that mina machrba, but lav mina, so off the reservation you could ignore it, that like there's some sort of svara like that. Nah, it's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar. He's assuming like Rabbi Elazar. Dam Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rav, Rabbi Elazar explains, what is the basis of Rav? It's a pasuk. V'lo yichalu es kachim b'nei Yisrael es asher yarimu la'Hashem. Kachim, mechalim kachim, vein chulin, mechalim kachim, that the mashmal, so v'lo yichalu is that only kachim is able to be mechalim kachim, but if you have machshava that's not l'shem, different kachim, then it will not be mechalim kachim. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us later on that this pasuk is really about tevel and truma, it's not about kachim at all, but Tosfos points out, but we darshan it about kachim because it says, it could have said, v'lo yichalu es asher yarimu. Why does it say kachim b'nei Yisrael? So it must be by saying kachim b'nei Yisrael, that it's opening the door for us to be able to darshan it about kachim. So alma asakra afkim mikal v'chomer. So says Gemara, ooh, so what you see from here is that eino chinami, we could have had a good kal v'chomer to tell me that if I shech the korban chatos l'shem chulin, that it should really be pasul, but the pasuk tells me that don't say that kal v'chomer. The pasuk tells me that it's going to be kosher. Well, hachinami leisei tochel afkim mikal v'chomer. So in the world of tumah and tahara as well, why don't we say that the word tocho should should reject Rabbi Eliezer's Kal V'chomer, that even though you could say a Kal V'chomer from a Ola Meis, that if Mechitza works and you have to be goreis that Mechitza by the Tumah Chamura of Oel, then for sure you should be goreis that Mechitza and pay attention to that Mechitza and let that Mechitza be impactful by a Tumah Kala of a Kli Cheres. But there's a pasuk that says otherwise. Let tocho come. The word tocho come and teach me that any ochel that's betocha tanur becomes tameh, even if it's on the other side of the mechitza. So says the Gemara. The Gemara answers that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the word tocho is not coming to be matar ochlim that are inside the other kli. Hay tocho mi bayle la ochlin shegiblan betit. We already need the word tocho to teach me about food that you cover in mud, and you put that food inside the airspace of a tanur. Since if a sheretz were to touch that food, it would not become tamei because it would only touch the mud surrounding the food. It would never actually touch the food itself. I would think that when you drop that food that's surrounded by mud or cement or something on the outside of it, that it should not become tamei in the airspace of a kli cheres either. So kamash malan. That's why the drasha is telling me that only tocho of a tanur is excluded from tumah, but food that's just covered in mud is still considered betocha tanur. It's not considered tocho of the tanur, and therefore it's tameh. And the rabbanan hold that a mechitza will not be matzil in a kli cheres. Will not you can ignore a mechitza in a kli cheres, and you need the drasha of tocho v'lo tocho to tell me that a kli shetef in a tanur is matzil and a mechitza is not matzil. The fact that food covered in mud is not going to protect the food. You don't need a riboy to be metame that food because that's pashut misvara that it's going to be tame. So the word tocho is extra to teach me about the kli shetef that it's matzil, about a metal kli inside a tanur kli cheres, that the food inside the metal kli is going to be tahar. So now that we shift the paradigm a little bit, we've been talking about mino and lav mino, but up until now mino meant chatos l'shem ola, lav mino meant chatos l'shem chulin. Now we shift it all. Rav Yosef Rami Rami Shinri Kodesh Hashinri Bailam Mashani. He asked the stira between Shinri Kodesh and Shinri Bailam, and he answered the stira. Miyam Rav chatos shachto l'shem chatos kshera l'shem ola psula. Does Rav really hold that if you shecht a carbon chatos l'shem a different sin, a different chatos? I did two averos. I ate chelev and I ate dam, and I take the chatos that was meant to be for the chelev, and I had a mind l'shem dam. That's going to be kosher. That's mina. But when I do it l'shem ola, it's going to be pasul. Alma de lav mina machriba. That which is lav mina will ruin it. De mina lo machriba. But that which is closer to home will not ruin it. V'amar Rav. But didn't Rav tell us chatos sheshchat al misha mechuy of chatos psula, that if I shech the chatos of Ruvain for the sake of Shimon who's also chayv a chatos, it's going to be pasul. But al misha mechuy of ola, but if I shech it for Shimon who's chayv only carbon ola, then it's kshera. Alma, it sounds the opposite. De bar mina machrivba, de lav mina lo machrivba. That which is within the same min is going to ruin it. That which is not with the same min will not ruin it. Mishani and Rav Yosef Barami answered, hasam v'shachato sal the chatos amarachmana. Hari chatos v'shem chatos nish. Over there it says that you have to shecht it lechatas. So you did. You shecht it lechatas. So you were mekayim that which you had to do. But hacha v'kiper alav ksiv. But the pasuk says that the kapara has to be for this guy. Alav alav chaveru. You cannot achieve a kapara for somebody else. Chaveru demudidei shemuchiv kapara kamosa. So the mashmos of the pasuk is you shecht for somebody else who's similar to you, who's chayiv a kapara v'chatas like you, but someone who's not of kapara like you, he's not included in chavero, and the machshava for that guy is therefore not going to passel your chatas. Rav Chaviva Rami Shinui Baila Matoch Tocho Mishani. Rav Chaviva asked Stira between the case of Shinui Baila by a chatas and Toch Tocho of the din of Tumantara. Umiya Marav Chatas Sheshchata al Misha Mukhiv Chatas Psu al Misha Mukhiv Ola Kshera. Does Rav really hold that if you shech the carbon chatas for someone else who's chayiv a chatas, it's passel, but for someone else who's chayiv an ola, it's going to be kosher? Alma demina machruba, lav mina lo machruba. Sounds like the further you go off and away from what it was meant to do, then it's going to be less of a problem. Va'atanya, but don't we have a brisa? Tocho velo toch tocho, afilu kli shetef matzil. That even kli shetef, which is further away, is going to be matzil. That we are goris the kli shetef. So even kli shetef, shetef is, which is not a kli cheres, like the tanner is, nevertheless it's chotzitz in the tanner and is mevatel the name the concept of tocho of the tanner against Rav who said lav mina lo machrivla umeshani. And the Gemara answers no, by tuma and tara arba atocho ksivi. It has four times the word tocho. Toch, tocho, toch, tocho. It's really twice the word tocho, and there are four drushes that could be made because you could darshan each time it says toch and then the extra vav each time. So chad legufei, one to tell me the din of kli charis is metame ba'aviro, v'chad legzera shava, and the other one to tell me that the gzera shava, that it says tocho by tumas kli through a sheretz and it says tocho by tumas ochlim through a kli. So just like a kli is metame ochlim me'aviro even without touching it, so too the becomes tame me'aviro through a sheretz even without touching it. And v'chad tocho shel zev lo tocho shel acher, that only a kli charis becomes tame me'aviro, not other kelim. And idach, and then the final, the fourth tocho, is velo toch tocho afilu klishet of matzil. That tocho velo toch tocho, even if it's a klishet of, even if it's not another klicheres inside, the food inside the klishet of is also going to be tahar. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up Dalet Amud Aleph at the top. Okay.